We're continuing the shiur in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Geirim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeo b'chinas ma shoimrim lahager habo lehizgayer, ma ro'iso sheboso lehizgayer. Rav Nosson Zalnau is still, he's going to detail in describing the procedure when a non-Jew comes to convert. And one of the very important parts of the ceremony is where the Bezdin says to the person, why do you want to convert? Why do you want to be Megayer? Yata yodea she Yisrael bozeh hazman dvuyim uschuthin? Don't you know that the Jewish people right now are going through very difficult times? That they're downtrodden, they're not respected in the world? Why do we do this? Rav Nosson Zalnau is going to explain this based on what we were learning in the previous year. Because in the beginning, we must try to reject him a little, to push him away a little. And by this procedure, whereby we're insulting him a little bit, we're not showing war, we're not welcoming him, and we're pushing him away a little bit, and we're hinting to him that it's not the right thing for him to come close to us. Vazai, after we do that, kishehu merutza afal pikein, if he is still willing to come close, v'omar, and he says, yoideani, I know everything you're saying, I know it's true, v'eini kedai, and I'm not really worthy. If he says that, boze nichna horasheloi, when he does that, when he shows that humility, that he doesn't take it the wrong way, he doesn't take the rejection the wrong way, he hears it, he knows they have to do what they have to do, and I have to do what I have to do. They have to say no, and I have to say yes. When he does that, the ra inside of him, from his attachment to the non-Jews, that ra is eliminated, v'nifrat mimenu, and it separates itself from him completely. Because this is part of that mishpat that we were learning about before. Mishpat means judgment, din, midas hadin. That's the opposite of chesed. When you welcome somebody, when you make somebody feel very welcome, that's chesed. When you're pushing somebody away, that's din, mishpat. And that mishpat burns away any ra that was attached to him or that wants to attach itself to him. Bebechinas, just like we find in the famous story of Rus, that we spoke about earlier, where it says, Vatishak Orpa lachamoisa, Orpa kissed her mother-in-law and said, have a nice life. She left, period. When Naomi showed her rejection a little bit, when she told her, what do you need this for? Go, forget it, you have nothing to wait for. I don't have any more sons or anything. Orpa gave her a kiss and said goodbye. Verus dofgobo, whereas Rus attached herself very deeply to Naomi. Rav Nosson Zalnau explains, what's Orpa, what's Rus? Orpa hu bechinas hora horoitze lehisacheis bager tzedek. Orpa represents the ra that wants to attach itself to a ger tzedek. We said that when a Baal Tshuva wants to come close to Hashem, or when a ger wants to come close, the klipos see this, the sitrachra sees this, and says, no, hey, 1 minute, this is not what we want, and they try to attach themselves to the Ger Tzedek, who is Bechinas Rus. Sheze hora nifrad al yedei ha-hisrachkus sheroitzen l'rachek esager batchila. And this Ra separates itself. It's removed, it's eliminated through that initial hisrachkus, that rejection that we show the Ger at first, that we're trying to distance him. Kize ha-hisrachkus hu Bechinas betisho shemevachinle. Because Rav Nosson Zalnau says this rejection that we show the ger is similar to what the Zohar HaKodesh says about beating somebody with a stick. The Zohar HaKodesh says, when you have a piece of wood, when you're trying to build a fire, and you have a piece of wood that you want to use for the fire, but the wood is a little wet or something, what do? You bang it up a little bit. You take that wood and you beat it up a little. You bang it and everything. And that knocks out the moisture. that makes it more suitable, better, that you can use it for a fire, that it'll be able to grab onto the fire much better. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Gufa deloy salik bein ahoyra de nishmasa, so to a body that doesn't want to accept upon itself the light of the neshama, a body that's not ready to accept on it the light of the neshama, it's like this piece of wood that has some kind of obstacles, it's not ready to accept that fire really well. What do you do to that body? You beat it up, you punch it around a little bit. That's this rejection, that's this pushing away, that we're obligated to push away the ger, to push away the Baal Tshuva a little bit. The Gemara says, Smoil doiche, yemin makarev. With the left hand, the weaker hand, we push away. With the right hand, we bring close. Because through the fact that we're trying to push him away, to distance him, and he pushes himself, and he forces himself to come close, he's not accepting that rejection. Even though we're pushing him away, that pushing away is actually like punching him a little. And we're punching that piece of wood and preparing it to be able to receive the light. We're being machnia, the ra that's inside of him. And this itself is an example of a mishpat that we spoke about earlier. The person who's involved in trying to be makariv gerim, in trying to be makariv bali tshuva, he has to nourish his words with mishpat. He has to make sure to mix in mishpat into his words. How does he do that? First, he shows some rejection. First, smoil doicha. A little pushing away. We're not looking for more customers. We're not, you don't need this and we don't need this. Maybe go find someplace else. Shezeu b'chinas din u'mishpat. These are examples of din and mishpat. This is the left hand. Shehu shoifet oisoi she'enoi roi l'skarev. Whereby the person who's in charge is making a judgment here. And he's saying, you don't deserve to come close. You're not worthy to come close. Maybe you don't belong here. He pushes him away. He shows him distancing. However, if the convert or the Baal Tshuva is serious, if he's determined, and he says, I don't care. Still, I hear everything he's saying. Still interested. Still want to join. And I realize that I'm not even worthy. Then kvar kibel es dinoi umishpotoi al yedei she'omad b'nisoyon hazeh shel tzrachus. Then he has already received his judgment, and by the fact that he passed this test of initially being pushed away a little bit. Vaydeze nichna v'nifrad mimenu hora sheloi, and this actually subdues and separates any ra that was attached to him. This eliminates it. Ve'oz roi konal. And then he is worthy. Once that mud has been removed, now he's clean. Now he's ready to come in. He's ready to be welcome. Ve'zeh b'chinas. Listen to these words. This is very precious and this is very important. Ve'zeh b'chinas ma'she tzadikai emes noyagim. This is why we find sometimes that true tzaddikim, great tzaddikim, when somebody comes to them wanting to come close to Hashem, wanting to come close to the tzaddik pushes the person away a little bit at first. Bishvil nisoyoin litoivosoi. This is a test that the person is being given for the person's benefit. Because the rejection is one of the most important forms of bringing somebody close. Bibchinas sholoim sholoim larochoik vilakoroiv. As the pasuk says, greetings of peace to the one who is far and to the one who is close. Ki efsher le karev horechokim ki malidei sheyamdu benisoyon shel hisrachus. Because it is impossible to bring close those who are distant from Hashem, those who are distant from the tzaddik, without first showing them some hisrachus, without them first experiencing some barriers, some obstacles, some difficulties, even rejection. This actually helps eliminate some of the bad that has attached itself to them along the way, because they weren't religious, they weren't this, they weren't that. All of this rather, this hisrachus, this midas adin, this fire burns away the ra. Ki hisrachus shel hatzadik oemes zeo b'chinas mishpotanal. Because this rejection, when the tzadik emes shows somebody rejection, that's a form of mishpot. Shemachalkel dvorov b'mishpot, whereby the tzadik measures his words. And he puts in just the right ingredients, just enough sugar and enough salt and enough pepper. He knows exactly what he has to say to the person. And if sometimes what he says to the person hurts, the tzaddik knows that. He knows it, and he knows that that's what the person has to receive at that point. The tzaddik knows how to speak to each and every single person. To bring this one close and to push that one away. This one has to receive tremendous warmth, and the other one has to get the cold shoulder. All of this is based on the mishpat in the heart of the tzaddik, as Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter on the Likutei Moran. And by the tzaddik doing this, he tests and checks out very carefully what's in that person's heart, to know how real that person is, how sincere that person is, how real that person is. Im heim boim leskarev b'leiv sholem, whether they're coming because they want to come close wholeheartedly, are they coming b'leiv sholem wholeheartedly, or are they coming a little bit? They want to be yotzei. They know that this is the right thing, so they figure that they have to do something to show that they're interested in it. And if for any reason they don't connect, that's even better. If they connect, and they'll take on all the difficulties and everything. And if they don't connect, that's even better, because then they can have a good time. And when Hashem says, hey, why didn't you? What do you mean, Hashem? I tried, of course. I tried to come close. It was those other guys that made it hard for me, chas v'shalom. U'kishehem oimdim benisoyon. And when the Baal Tshuva or the Ger or whoever it is passes the test, v'doichakin atzmon lehiskarev, and they push the issue. They don't call once. They'll call 5 times. I'll call 100 times. I'll knock on the door again. I'll try again. I'll try a different way. Afal pi shemarachkim oisam me'oid. Even though they're experiencing major rejection. Now Rav Nosson Zal threw in that me'oid word, that they're being very much pushed away. Zehu b'chinas b'tishanal. That's the beating that the Zohar Kodesh mentioned. Shemevachin gufam, that their bodies are taking a beating. Alideze through this. Umeshabrim kol hamaniyas sheyeshlohem. And when these people, the Balei Tshuva, the Gerim, when they overcome all the obstacles that they have, mibechutz, from outside influences, parents, relatives, friends, all kinds of things, umibifnim, and the obstacles from inside, dahainu, ha'isurim sheyesh lahem mi'amayna mi'bechutz, meaning the suffering and the problems and the difficulty that they have from the obstacles, the outside obstacles, sheloy leskarev latzadik, trying to prevent them from coming close to the tzadik, v'ha'isurim sheyesh lahem mi'bifnim, and the pain and suffering that they're feeling inside, from the rejection that the tzaddik himself is pushing him away. Besides the family, besides all of these things, the tzaddik himself is showing me that he doesn't want me, chas v'shalom. When they break all of these menias v'isurim, nichna hora shenechas behem, through this becomes subdued and eliminate any ra that was attached to them, Vaideze daiko he miskarvim lashem yisporach be'emes. And by having gone through this process, there's zeche to really come close to Hashem. Not 50%, the real thing. To be zeche to a real, real connection to Hashem. There are many stories like this that are so precious and so important. Each story is a world. I think we mentioned before a story that told us Yaakov Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Polno, who was one of the greatest tzaddikim and one of the greatest students of the Baal Shem Tov, the top of the top of the top, almost. He wasn't the one that took over afterwards. The Mizritchi Magid took over, but he was probably number two or very close to it. And this great tzaddik, before he came to the Baal Shem Tov, he was a great tzaddik, Talmud Chacham, wrote Sforim and everything. He was the Rav of a major, major city in Poland. And there were different times along the way that the opportunity came up to go check out the Baal Shem Tov. And each time his response was, no thanks, not interested, not necessary, period. Until at one point in his life, something happened. I'm not sure if it's written what. And like he was being backed into a corner where he didn't really have that much of a choice anymore. And he decided, okay, I'm going to go see him. And he goes to the Baal Shem Tov and he tries to get in and can't. And he tries again and can't. And it happened several times, you know, no, known yet, pushed out, everything. And then finally, at one point, he says that he davened Maariv with the students over there, with the people there. He was davening Maariv, and in the middle of Kriya Shema, suddenly he burst into tears, like a flood of crying. And he writes, and I knew that wasn't for me. That wasn't coming for me. I knew that was a clear message that there's something very, very big here. And at that point, I decided, I'm in. I'm not leaving. They can send lions and tigers to throw. Now I know that this is the place. And shortly afterwards, he got in and he made the connection and he became one of the closest students of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. With the Arizal, there's a similar story. The Arizal was in Tzfas. Reb Chaim Vitalzal was in Damascus. And the Arizal sent him messages with Skype and Bipe and all the different things, all the different stuff, messages. He had a dream, and in the dream he was told to go to Tzfas. And the Reb Chaim Vitalzal said, no thanks, have a nice life. He had his good life, everything was good for him. Until again, something happened that he got the message and he came to Tzfas and he came looking for the Arizal and he came to the Arizal and the Arizal said to him, have a nice life. The Arizal did not welcome him and everything. So it says he went, he somehow engaged him in conversation, he spoke to him a little, and then he asked something, and then the Arizal said, I can't really talk to you, you know. So he writes, he went back into his inn, and he sat down on the floor, I don't know if he put ashes on his head, and he started crying and crying and crying and said, Hashem, please, I think I made a mistake. I think I stayed away longer than I should have, etc. And I'm begging you, open the doors for me, open the doors. And then he went back to the Arizal. The Arizal said, you obviously got the message, and now all doors are going to be open for you. I'm in this world specifically for you. My main mission in life is to teach you, and everything I have is going to be open to you, etc., etc. By Rav Nosson Zal, there were incidents that Rav Nosson Zal mentions. There was once or twice that he got a smack from Rabbeinu Zal, a serious smack, not physically, worse, much worse, where it hurt. And Baruch Hashem, Rav Nosson Zal was honest enough and good enough not to take the bait. He took it, he handled it, he came back, and he was zeicher. That's why we have the Likutei Halachos that we're reading, because he didn't leave and he didn't quit. And this is a critical message for us, every one of us, that in all the different ways and shapes and forms that a person feels rejection from Hashem, from the tzaddik, even from the mekuravim of the tzaddik, the person needs to know not to take the bait, not to take it the wrong way, that this is the way it's supposed to be. If he's doing it, if he said it, I know he knows what he's doing. If there's anything wrong, it's wrong in me. I have to fix. And if I have to fix, then I'm going to try. I'll go back to the drawing board. I'll beg Hashem again. Hashem, fix me. I see that I still deserve Pech. they're still whipping, it means that I still deserve to be whipped. Help me to improve myself that I should get less whipped. I should get the whipped cream, not the other whips. Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam al yedei zeh shehatzadik mechalkel dvorov b'mishpot. In addition, another point, by the fact that the tzaddik is putting mishpot into his words also, because besides all the love and closeness that he's showing, he's also mixing in some pepper, some mishpot into there, umarachkam betchila, and he's pushing the people away a little bit at first, the balei tshuva, ayidei zeh yuchal lehinotzel milakare v'shorishoyim she'enam ruim lekarvam. This can help the tzaddik be saved from making a terrible, terrible mistake of chas v'shalom bringing close those rishoyim who he's not allowed to bring close. Those rishoyim who, if he brings them close, they can upset the whole apple cart, that bad apple that can spoil the whole bunch, chas v'shalom. Kimavur sham b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks over there in Torah Nun Tes and Likutei Moran, Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal goes into detail explaining this. We know Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest, greatest tzaddik of all time, the one who loved Hashem more than anybody else and was loyal to Hashem more than anybody else and loved the Jews more than anybody else. And by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah tells us of at least two instances where in this item there was a degree of a mistake. One was the story when he was still in Egypt and he saw the Egyptians loading Jewish kids in Jewish babies into the wall, Rachmana Litzlan, when they said that they didn't have to finish a certain amount of the wall, and whatever they don't finish with bricks, we'll put Jewish babies in there, Rachmana Litzlan. And one day, Moshe Rabbeinu was walking by just as the workers were leaving, the Egyptian workers, and he looks at the wall and he sees a Jewish baby in there, crying or something. And Moshe Rabbeinu sees this, and right away, he's running to grab the kid and pull him out. And he hears a voice from heaven. He hears a baskoil that says, stop, don't touch. And he knows it's Hashem, and he can't help himself. See a Jewish baby in the water, and I'm not going to pull it, impossible. He grabs the kid, he saves the kid, and the Torah tells us that later on, this kid went on to be Micha, who made the Avodah Zorah, the idol Pesel Micha, which got the Jews into all kinds of trouble. When it came to the Egel Hazov, this was the one who threw something into the fire that brought out a golden calf, Rachmona Litzlan. That's one instance. Then we have the worst instance, which is the Erev Rav, where the Torah tells us that here again, Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu messages that it might not be the greatest thing to do. But Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't help himself. He sees people who want to join Klal Yisrael, they want to come to Hashem. How do you say no to that? How can you say no to somebody like that? And Moshe Rabbeinu was makar of them, and it brought tremendous catastrophe and horror to Klal Yisrael, and to them, and to Moshe Rabbeinu. All the mess in the Midbar came from them, Rachmana Litzlan. And Rav Nosson Zal writes in Likutei Halachos, in other places, he writes, even though if Moshe Rabbeinu did it, you know, he knew what he was doing. He knew, he's not. The Erev Rav is, yes, supposed to become a Kuruv. It wasn't the time yet. It was before the right time. Everything has a time. And if you try to do something before the right time, you try to grab it before the right time, it's dynamite. It's super dangerous. You try to eat a fruit before it's right time, Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, it can kill you. If the fruit hasn't completed its growing, it still needs nourishment. You take it off the tree, you disconnect it, it'll start sucking from you. It'll start taking, it can draw the person's life out of him, chas v'shalom. Ki heim bevadai lo yuchlu lamoid benisoyim shel esrachus. Because these people, these rishoyim, who are not worthy to come close, if you give them the test, if you don't give them a test, if you put cake on the table and chocolate and on, you say, come join, Of course we want to join. What's the question? If you give them a smack or two, if you show them that initial hisrachus, that rejection, you're going to see they're going to walk out because they're not sincere. They're not completely sincere. They're putting on a front as if it's mamish, the same thing. So we're all of us want to come and join Klal Yisrael. but there are some that are definitely not sincere. And the way that you'll be able to find that out is by putting a little mani in front of them, by testing them, by embarrassing them, and so rejecting them, chas v'shalom. They won't be able to withstand the test. V'yisrachku be'emes al yidei shum archikam. They will really end up leaving through the hisrachkus that the tzaddik is showing them. V'yien nitzoil mehem. And the tzaddik will be saved from these rishoim who he was not supposed to be makariv, whom the Torah says these people mamish don't do it.